saying that I was, I should say I was a software engineer by person. 5-6 years back, I remember taking 1 hour off from my organization, going with Arun to meet the then opposition leader, 7 years back. And for the last 2 years, I have not done any coding at all. So I think I'm completely, completely out of it right now. But I don't think it's unfortunate. We got an opportunity to get the government to do something. We also were lucky to have some politicians who understood much more than us. We just needed to translate, and they knew much more. They could actually educate us. So my role is more that of a translator than an advisor, in fact. Coming to the issue, we have heard probably, and as Mr. Prabhu pointed out in the morning, all of us, I think, we don't need to be taught. We are all supporters of this. We need to urge each other and then fight this more. But two things I'd like to raise. The discussions today, I understand, was more practical. In the present scenario, how will we fight this? How will we stop this? Was, I think, the focal point of the discussion. But at the same time, I think this should be tackled more at the legislative level than at the legal level. In which case we should actually question the very morality or the very existence of such, rather than just trying to translate the statements. In the morning we were discussing whether we are trying to imitate, follow the US law, or whether we are trying to follow the European system. I think we should have our own system, because regarding knowledge we have a well-versed, deep-rooted system of our own, and we should lead the world rather than follow something else. Especially with software, as we all try to define. We are defining it as knowledge itself, or equivalent to ideas. There we should lead the world and not, we need not follow actually. If we ask those who actually advocate for patents in software, they are very clearly saying, as Wendy was pointing out, about innovations, and they are saying if it's not patented, there won't be any innovation. But there they are actually asking us not to think. They are just saying, if we don't fund these innovations or this research, no innovations will actually come up. So that is it, what they are actually saying. So they are trying to measure innovations with money. This is exactly what Arun was also trying to find out. They don't allow us to think. If you think, they have a group of people sitting there and doing research, and they are not talking about zero or the level from which those people came up. With public funding, these people who sit there as researchers were educated and they come up to a level, and from there they are actually speaking and they are talking about the additional money which is being spent alone. So if we look at it, they are asking us not to think. They are asking us not to remember, in fact. Remember the past, where as through statistics, Mungi was pointing out, if you look at the innovations which actually happened in software earlier, before the patency regime, the innovations then were much more pronounced than what come up right now. So they are also asking us to not look back on the history. They are asking us to forget. If you don't think, we say, I think, therefore I am. If we don't think, we don't exist. If we don't remember, people say, if we forget our past, that means we have not lived. If we have lived, we will certainly remember. So they are just talking about one lab of their own, and they are initializing that as the world. If that is the case, then they might be true. If they are trying to get innovation or measure innovation with money. And if you ask them how patents also, They are saying the first one who reaches the patent office, or the one with more money, as we are talking about lawyers and others. So if you look back from the Bible itself, they keep saying in the Old Testament there are stories where you can kill people. If you run and reach the temple first, you will be saved. So, there are stories where once in a year an angel will come into a pond. The person who dives in first will be cured. So there are such stories, tribal stories in Old Testament. But you come to New Testament, it's the intention which counts actually. So the new regime, the patent system that they are actually advocating, they're talking about tribal methods and they are saying this is anti-development. So I don't think this actually holds. And regarding software, the second point, or the first thing I wanted to suggest was we should rather tackle this at a legislative level. We should say this is not ethical, this is not in tune with our age-old system, and we should get this changed, rather than trying to tackle it legally after things are not very clearly stated there. That also, at an immediately we might have to do that, but we need to have a longer strategy also. The second thing that I wanted to point out was we should go to the public, educate them very clearly on what we are trying to say. And also, we should not confine, if you look at it, the free software movement, what I say is we have been talking about certain new philosophies of development. Certain new philosophies of development and the so-called globalization have been coming our way. And we have been talking, criticizing them. But when asked about alternatives, we didn't have much alternatives to prove. We all knew what we are saying is right. We all knew our criticisms are right. But we didn't have much alternatives to put forward. But if you look at free software research, I think this is one glaring example where we have come up with a very clear alternative. And I think the opposition to free software through different means, through software patents also, it's not just to free software, it's to software to all to them, but still, if you look at it, it's not just from a software's or an industry's perspective. So when we actually fight software patents, this would be just our first goal. I think we should actually target on patents as such. It's not just enough that we focus just on patents. Because if we say every software program is an algorithm, I think every invention, the so-called inventions are just innovations. Because the knowledge has been inherited and there are algorithms. You either hard code it into a hardware or you hard code it into a chip and then you place it into the hardware or you have it as a software. So I think everything is an algorithm and the only thing is software by itself, since it's not hard coded into a hardware, we are actually saying that this is reusable. So it's not just for specific purpose. It is reusable, it can be used for other purposes. So initially we say software is not at all patentable, it's not intended for just one purpose. Otherwise it could have been part of the hardware. It's reusable in fact. That by design itself it's reusable. But this is just the beginning. If you look at it, everything is inherited ideas. You cannot say any idea is originated from someone. I don't think there is any invention at all. Everything is actually an innovation. So this should be just our first step. We might have to fight the whole patent regime itself.